Have you ever dreamt of scaling your online business to new heights? Of course you have. What entrepreneur hasn't? But scaling isn't just about growth. It's actually about ensuring your business can handle the journey without falling apart. In this next episode, I'm going to really dive into what operational excellence is. And we're going to uncover the essential steps to fortifying your business operations and setting yourself up for sustainable success. So whether you're just starting or you're already on the growth path, this episode is your guide to scaling smartly. Stay tuned. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus, because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I'm sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Welcome back, CEOs. I'm so glad you're here, and I hope you're having a great week thus far. Today, I want to dive into a little bit more about scaling your business and what that really means from the foundational level. You know, lots of people talk about scaling a business as if it's easy, right? You just hit the automate button, sit back, and watch it grow. No bumps, no bruises along the way. We know that's not true. And what isn't often shared is that scaling comes with some major operational changes and challenges, really. And if you fail to plan and prepare for those, your business and your brand are absolutely at risk. Scaling too fast can be one of the most painful experiences I've seen business owners go through. And it might sound like a dream, right? I'm getting in all this revenue. It's great. But without the right preparation, it can really turn into a nightmare. And I'm telling you this because this is what I've seen on the inside of businesses that happen to scale too fast. So let me share an example to sort of set this up so you understand where I'm going. So we have a business. It's been promoting a new product pretty aggressively. They ran some ads. They launched a huge social media campaign. And they even offered, you know, significant discounts to attract new customers. So the campaign was wildly successful in terms of generating interest and sales. But there was one major problem. The business and the team didn't have the capacity to serve all these new customers at the level that they promised. So orders started piling up and the business couldn't fulfill them on time. Customers were waiting for their projects. They began to feel lost and ignored, sent emails and messages asking for updates. But we already have an overwhelmed customer support team, so responses were delayed or even non-existent. And so what happened? Well, disappointment grew, and soon the negative reviews started popping up online. Social media was flooded with complaints, and the brand's reputation took a major hit. This is a classic example of what happens when you focus solely on scaling without ensuring that your foundation, your operations, can handle the growth. So before we dive into it, let's set the stage for what I really mean when I say operations. If you think about your family, have you ever identified a family member as, air quotes here, the cog that holds all the pieces together? In my family, that was definitely my mom, organizing family get-togethers, hosting birthday parties, and just being the one constant who we all knew we could turn to for what the next thing was happening. And there's a cog like this in your business too, a fundamental piece that ensures that tasks get done, that customers get what they need, and that the business keeps moving forward. And in our small businesses, the cog is operations. And I like to think of operations as the invisible glue. It's invisible because you can't necessarily see it all the time, but it's invisible glue that holds the people, the processes, and the systems together in your business. And when done well, operations will allow a company to move faster, to be more profitable and efficient, and allow you as the business leader and CEO to actually stay in your CEO role. Without operations, quite frankly, your business would fall apart. Yes, I'm biased because I'm an operations expert, but that's how I see it. So operational excellence is really an investment in your brand. And if you ignore these things, especially in our currently so connected social media environment, your brand will eventually suffer. And we certainly don't want that to happen. So what can happen? Well, your clients can leave negative reviews when they don't get served in the way that you promised. Your customers can go to social media when you haven't responded to this customer support email from last week. And your team may jump ship when they feel overworked and maxed out with no end in sight. So I'm going to give you another example of a business where I've seen. Imagine an online coaching business that suddenly goes viral. The coach starts getting hundreds of signups for their program. Now, some of you may be thinking, great, this is exciting. But without the proper infrastructure, things can quickly fall apart. So group coaching calls are overbooked, personal feedback becomes generic, and what ends up happening? The quality of the program diminishes, right? Those who signed up, those who paid, the participants, they start feeling like they're not getting the value they paid for, and they begin either leaving negative reviews, possibly asking for refunds, and on it goes. And you can see here that the coach's reputation, which may have taken them years to build, starts to crumble underneath them. And I don't want that to happen to you, nor to any other business. So we really do have to focus on operational excellence. Anyone who's scaling their business without focusing on maintaining operational excellence has missed the entire point. When you're only focused on growth and scale because of what ends up in your bank account, you know what you've done? You've made it about yourself, not about serving clients and not about the quality of the service that you promised. And I'm sorry if that sounds a little bit harsh, but I really do have a strong belief about this. And I'm not telling you this to scare you. I'm telling you this because of what I've seen happen to good businesses that scale too fast. And I'm sharing this because this doesn't have to be the outcome for you as you grow. It can be done well. You can scale and deliver consistent, high-quality products and services, but you must be intentional to make that happen. So I want to walk you through a little exercise I do with my clients, and I encourage you to think about this now. Yes, now, wherever you are on your journey of growth and scale, it doesn't matter. This is still a very effective exercise. All right, three steps. Number one, create a process map for your business. Now, I know to some of you, this does not sound exciting, but please hear me out for a minute so you can actually see where the value comes from this. So I want you to map out every step of your process from client acquisition to delivery to offboarding. And the reason for doing this is that it helps you see the big picture and identify any weak spots. So let's say, for example, you're running a coaching business and you take the time to outline each step from when a potential client first hears about you to when they finish your program and leave a testimonial. Do you have a process for each of those steps of the customer journey. Let's say you run an e-commerce store. Map out the process from when a customer places an order to when they receive their product and potentially leave a review. So this is going to include everything from order processing, packaging, shipping, customer follow-up, etc. Right? You want to map out each of those areas. What is the process that the customer is going to go through from potential client when they first hear about you to buying the program, to being in the program, and to leaving a testimonial? What does that look like? So that's the first step. And it's going to take a little bit of time, granted, but this is so, so good use of your time. So you can do this anywhere. You can do this on paper and a pen if you want. You can do this on a Google Doc, or there's many software tools out there to help you sort of mind map and process this type of thing. Miro is another one. So whatever you're comfortable with, but don't go down a rabbit hole of finding the perfect software. Stick to the point of actually mapping out your process. All right, number two is identify what breaks. So if you suddenly had that influx of customers that you've been hoping and waiting for, what part of this process would break? Is it your website? Would it crash under increased traffic? Or your customer support team wouldn't be able to handle the volume of inquiries? I want you to take the time to actually identify, if I took what I'm doing now and I 10x'd it, and I didn't change the way I'm operating, what would break? And identifying these potential breakpoints now, before we get there, will help you prepare and strengthen the areas before they become a problem. So do you see why this is important before you get to the stage of scaling? Some of the examples of the businesses I gave you earlier where they grew very quickly, but they didn't have this foundation. They didn't know what their processes were, and they didn't know what was going to break until it happened. And so I want you to be proactive and start looking at your processes before you get to the point where you've got high growth so that you can strengthen the weakest areas. Okay? Alrighty, and the third piece of this is to determine your tipping point. And what I mean by this is ask yourself, at what number does this start to hurt? At what number do you start to feel uncomfortable and a little bit of pain from what would happen? So when does the quality start to diminish and why? What's your max capacity with the current systems and team that you have? So let me give you an example. Let's say your current team can comfortably handle 50 clients a month, whatever your business and your service is. What would happen if you got 100 clients next month? Know what your limits are, because this allows you to plan for these necessary expansions and adjustments, right? Another example, you have a marketing agency. They might determine that handling more than 20 clients per month with their current team will lead to decreased quality in their deliverables, right? So 20 clients, that's their limit. Okay, so then they need to decide, do we hire additional staff or do we invest in project management software to maintain these standards as we grow? Or do we change the delivery of what we're doing? Start thinking outside the box to say, if I hit my limit, where's my tipping point? What would look different? Because we can't keep going the way we started. Something needs to evolve and change as we go. And so when you start working to improve these areas now, right, you get ready now and stay ready so that scaling too fast doesn't cause your business or you, quite frankly, to collapse. See, operational excellence isn't just a buzzword. It's a foundational aspect of a sustainable growth. And by focusing on it, you ensure that your business can scale effectively without compromising quality or customer satisfaction. Okay, I hope these insights on operational excellence will help you to scale your business successfully, yes, but more importantly, sustainably. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and of course, share it with other entrepreneurs who you think could benefit. Until next time, keep pushing forward and working smarter, not harder. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoyed today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.